Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning picks up momentum for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of political parties holding multiple rallies in various parts of the country. Scrutiny of nomination papers for third phase held today, last day of withdrawal on Monday. EPFO adds nearly 8 lakh new members in the workforce, including 2 lakh females in February this year. Met Department says severe heatwave condition to continue in isolated pockets of Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. In wrestling, Vinesh Phogat, Anshu Malik and Ritika Huda clinch Paris Olympics quota at the Asian qualifiers in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase yesterday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including Grand Alliance and NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Nanded and Parbhani in Maharashtra and Chikkaballapur and Bengaluru in Karnataka today. He said he has come to present his report card and also to seek the blessings of the people. The Prime Minister said SC, ST and OBC communities have benefited from the policies of his government and over 25 crore people were brought above the poverty line. He once again expressed his commitment to work 24/7 for 2047 Vikasit Bharat. Speaking on his 10 years of governance, PM Modi said today India is the fifth largest economy, there is record foreign investment, exports and manufacturing sectors are growing rapidly and it is a major exporter of mobile phones.
मोदी सरकार की योजनाओं के सबसे बड़े लाभार्थी एससी एसटी ओबीसी परिवार है पिछले 10 इयर्स में 25 करोड़ देशवासी गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
Former Prime Minister and JDS leader Devegowda, who spoke on the occasion, said the corrupt Congress government had emptied the coffers when it left the government in 2014. On the other hand, Chief Minister of Karnataka, Siddaramaya, alleged that the Surya Ghar Muft Bijli program, as promised in the BJP manifesto, has put the burden on the poor as they have to bear the cost of the solar panels. In Kerala, as part of the United Democratic Front UDF campaign, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a meeting at Ariad. She alleged that government agencies meant to protect the law have turned into unlawful extortionists in the country. Priyanka Gandhi also participated in a public meeting in Pathanamthitta. CPIM Politburo member Brinda Karat was active in various campaign events in Thrissur today in support of the Left Democratic Front, LDF. BJP leader from Tamil Nadu, Vijayadharani, spoke at the Anantapuri Women's Conference organized in support of NDA candidate Rajiv Chandrasekhar today. Addressing a public meeting in Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah said, this time the people of Uttar Pradesh will make the BJP victorious on all 80 seats.
मोदी जी ने 70-70 साल से जिसकी राह देख रहे थे वो धारा 370 को 5 अगस्त 2019 को समाप्त कर दिया भाइयों और कश्मीर को हमेशा के लिए भारत के साथ जोड़ दिया मोदी जी ने देश को सुरक्षित किया देश को समृद्ध किया है
Speaking at a rally in Amroha, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi said that if the INDIA Alliance government is formed, the loans of farmers will be waived off. Along with this, the honorarium of Manrega and Anganwadi workers will be doubled.
Anganwadi और आशा की महिलाएं जो आज आपको आमदनी मिल रही है उसे हम चुनाव के बाद दुगना करने जा रहे हैं। आपको कहना चाहता हूं, सबसे पहले हमने चेक किया, हिंदुस्तान की सरकार में 30 लाख खाली पोस्ट पड़ी हुई है। सबसे पहला काम, ये जो 30 लाख सरकारी नौकरियां हैं हम आपके हवाले कर देंगे।
Earlier, Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally at Bhagalpur in Bihar. He said if the INDIA bloc government comes into power, they will end the Agnivir scheme. He said they will work for the welfare of the poor and tribal community. In Manipur, the Nagaland Chief Minister and NDPP leader Nephew Rio and Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang campaigned for NPF candidates in Senapati district. Both NPF and NDPP are alliance parties of the NDA. In Assam, a total of 61 candidates are in the contest in this phase in 5 seats. BJP, Congress, AIUDF, TMC, BPF, among others, are in the fray in the second phase. Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Hemanta Biswa Sarma campaigned today at Barak Valley for party candidates. Congress MP Pradyut Bordoloi, who is recontesting from Nagaon seat, held rallies today at Raha. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow tomorrow evening at Silchar for party candidate Parimal Shukla Baidya. Filing of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended yesterday. Scrutiny of papers was taken up today. In the third phase, 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls on the 7th of next month. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. In Gujarat, scrutiny of nomination forms was also taken up for by-elections to 5 assembly seats. Meanwhile, filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. In this phase, 96 parliamentary seats, spread over 9 states and the UT of Jammu and Kashmir, will go to polls on the 13th of May. Nominations for this phase can be filed till the 25th of this month. The Congress has released a list of 4 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. The party has fielded Dulal Chandra Pradhan from Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat in Odisha and Urvashi Bhattacharya from Kanthi seat in West Bengal. The party has replaced Mohan Hembram and fielded Vinod Bihari Nayak from Keundhar seat in Odisha. The Chief Election Office of Manipur has requested the ECI to consider repolls in 6 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency where voting took place yesterday in the first phase Lok Sabha elections. The returning officer submitted a detailed report to CEO Manipur about 6 polling stations where voting was disrupted due to violent incidents yesterday. The returning officer said the concerned presiding officer has informed that mob violence, destroying EVM and VVPAT machines and proxy voting occurred in these polling stations. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Mandya Lok Sabha constituency in the old Mysore region of Karnataka. A report.
Mandya Lok Sabha constituency in the old Mysore region of Karnataka is largely an agrarian constituency having a vast sugarcane belt irrigated by Kaveri River. It is witnessing a keen contest between JDS leader and former Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy and Venkatramane Gowda, popularly known as Star Chandru from the Congress party. In this election, H.D. Kumaraswamy is supported by BJP and the fight is against Congress. In 2019, independent candidate Sumalata Amrish had won from the seat with BJP backing her. She had won with getting around 51% of the total votes. Sumalata is not contesting from the seat in this election and has joined BJP. The constituency has mostly supported film actors from Kannada film industry. Traditionally, the Mandya district politics revolves around Congress and JDS, with BJP having a mild support base. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. In other news, the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 15.48 lakh net members in the month of February this year. EPFO's provisional payroll data released today indicates around 7.78 lakh new members have been enrolled during the month. Gender-wise analysis of payroll data unveils that over 2 lakh new members are females, which is indicative of a broader shift towards a more inclusive and diverse workforce. A noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25 years age group, constituting a significant 56.36% of the total new members added in February. It indicates that majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed grief over the loss of lives in a boat capsize incident in Mahanadi River, Jharsuguda, Odisha. The President said she is distressed to learn the loss of many lives and conveyed her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for speedy recovery of all those affected by the tragedy. On the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi will release a commemorative stamp and coin and also address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community on the eve of Mahavir Jayanti. In a message, the President said, "This festival gives us the message of love and peace." She said on the occasion, "We should take pledge to spread love and harmony in the society and work with dedication for the development of the nation." The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heatwave conditions in isolated pockets of Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal till Monday. Heatwave conditions are also very likely to prevail in some pockets of Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. In Odisha, the mercury level soared to over 45 degrees Celsius in some parts of the state today. More from our correspondent.
The heat little spot the coastal pockets, although humidity level rose, making life uncomfortable. The Bhubaneswar Met Office has predicted that there will be no change in the weather conditions until following Monday. The state yesterday recorded the season's first allegations of sunstroke death. The Special Relief Commissioner's Office said the allegations were sent for inquiry before the final confirmation report. As per the direction of the state government, all schools and Anganwadi Kendras have been suspended for the past 3 days. SN Patnaik, Akashvani, Katak.
On to sports. In wrestling, Indian women grapplers Vinesh Fogat, Anshu Malik and Ritika Huda have clinched the Paris Olympics quota at the Asian Olympic qualifiers in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek today. Fogat beat Laura Ganikizi of Kazakhstan 10-0 in the 50-kilogram category, while Anshu defeated Lelokhon Sobirova of Uzbekistan 11-0 in the 57-kilogram category. Ritika defeated Hui Ti Chang of Chinese Taipei 7-0 in the 76-kilogram category. In IPL cricket, the match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad is underway at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. In a high-scoring match, Sunrisers were 256-7 in 19.4 overs a short while ago. Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma led SRH to highest-ever power play total in T20 history, amassing 125 runs in the first 6 overs. Head scored 89 off just 32, while Abhishek Sharma made 46 off just 12. The previous record was held by the Kolkata Knight Riders, who had accumulated 105 runs without the loss of any wicket against the Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the 2017 season. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up momentum for second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of political parties holding multiple rallies in various parts of the country. Scrutiny of nomination papers for third phase held today, last day for withdrawal on Monday. EPFO adds nearly 8 lakh new members in the workforce, including 2 lakh females in February this year. Met Department says severe heatwave condition to continue in isolated pockets of Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. In wrestling, Vinesh Fogat, Anshu Malik and Ritika Huda clinch Paris Olympics quota at the Asian qualifiers in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. And in IPL cricket match underway between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.